There was a bit of a shocker at the box office this weekend. The top grossing film wasn't the new George Clooney flick. It wasn't Cate Blanchett as Elizabeth. The big winner was a film starring Janet Jackson called Why Did I Get Married?
Four couples.
We've been arguing ever since we met.
7 days.
I like the arguing because the making up is insane.
One cabin.
You're going to need some law enforcement.
Lionsgate and Tyler Perry Studios present A Story About Marriage.
What do I have to do to make it work?
Commitment.
It's the love that gets us through.
Love, love.
And making it work.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates is here to tell us about the man behind this unexpected hit and why so many people went to see it this weekend. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Alex.
So you've been following Tyler Perry's career for quite a while now. Tell us a bit about this guy.
Well, Tyler is a self-taught playwright in his mid-30s who developed a stream, basically, of plays that deal with black family life for the largest part. And he's turned into a media mogul because the plays begat movies, begat television, and now online versions. I mean, he's sort of like a mini Oprah.
And his latest film, Why Did I Get Married, made $21.5 million over the weekend. Now, this isn't exactly Pirates of the Caribbean, Spider-Man-like figures, but they're pretty good for this time of year. Any idea who went to see it and why so many people went to see it?
Oh, I know exactly why so many people went to see it. Number one, he has a deep and devoted vein of followers. Two, he's gotten a big bump from Oprah Winfrey, who has sort of mentored him along the way and said, you know what you're doing, have faith in yourself, go forward, it's going to be okay. And he gives her all credit for that. Three, it's family-friendly kind of entertainment. A lot of the people who go to see his films are Christians, self-professed Christians, and there's always a baseline of redemption somewhere in the middle of all the glitter and glam and Louis Vuitton. And four, this time around, Janet Jackson is a recognizable name, it's pretty glitzy, and she has her own fan base. And five, there's a lot of people who aren't black who are starting to hear about him who are curious, so they're coming too. So that's the 100%.
Now, Tyler Perry has said himself that he's been kind of ignored and overlooked by the big players in Hollywood. Do you think following this success that things might turn around a little bit for him?
I think it's hard to ignore a lot of money and that people are certainly going to be looking at him with much less dismissiveness than they did originally.
So what's the next big Tyler Perry film that we can all go see?
Well, no big surprise there. It's a film that's been made from one of his first plays, Meet the Browns. It's in production now, and it should hit theaters sometime next year, 2008.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates, thanks so much.
My pleasure.